This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Time now for the Remembrance Project, The Lives of Those Among Us. This is our series of stories from writer Alyssa Eli about ordinary people who lived extraordinary lives.
Professor Moshe Anisfel died October 6th in Newton, Massachusetts. He was 79 years old. He had lived with a single working lung and with scoliosis since early childhood. Doctors predicted disease would prevail before he turned 65. Yet he carried himself knowingly through life with gravity and lightness. It was one of his gifts. He was born in Poland into a Hasidic family. He spent World War II in Siberia, separated from his father, housed with his mother and sisters in a gold mining camp. Their barracks had slits for windows, which they stuffed with rags to contain any heat. Perhaps in counterbalance to a weakened body, his mind was muscular. He studied Torah in Israel, psychology in Canada, and wrote about early language development, using his own children as one resource. He himself was a polyglot, speaking Yiddish, Hebrew, and English, though he forgot Polish. Professor Anisfeld was a diminutive scholar. His signature jokes were based on the fun of words. "I will be short," he would begin talks. He was a genuine, if not reliably, eloquent speaker, who sometimes fractured punchlines. It didn't matter. Any ineloquence was covered by warmth. His early circumstances could have caused lasting bitterness. Instead, he grew flexible. He moved out of the world of religious piety and into the world of intellectualism, teaching about memory, child psychology, and language for 30 years. Though not God-driven, he studied the biblical commentator Rashi. And though he detested onions and most vegetables, when prompted by failing health, he learned to eat them. He was undogmatic about what to believe and how to live, yet highly dogmatic about small decisions, such as the right yoga pants or the best knife sharpener. There was no dampening his enthusiasm about them. Most of us discover late in life how we meet tragedy and sorrow. Professor Anisfel discovered this from the beginning. In one taped interview, wearing his microphone and waiting for the technical preparations to end, he can be seen playing peekaboo with an infant off camera. His face is full of delight.
Alyssa Eli remembering Moshe Anisfeld, who died last October in Newton at the age of 79.
The Remembrance Project airs every Tuesday on Radio Boston. If you'd like to suggest someone to be profiled for the series, you can send an email to obits@wbur.org. You can also find more information about this at radioboston.org.